Hi, this is Lindy, the creator and host of Lindy's Audio Cafe, a podcast focused on positive and thought-provoking stories. Life gets busy, and in the race for happiness, we sometimes forget it's often the smaller things in life that truly matter. My podcast is focused on the stories that don't make tabloids, the basics that make you smile, the kindness of people who help make the world a better place. Yeah, we need a bit more of that. But before we get started, please be sure to hit subscribe on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for listening. Did you hear about the pea with the broken leg? His doctor wrapped it up and now he has a podcast. What do you get when you cross a Grammy with a microphone? You get a gramophone. Why do podcasters use headphones? Because feet don't have ears. I'm laughing, and if you're not, well, one of us had to. There once was a podcaster named Lindy, who could be a little bit windy. An attempt to be funny did not bring in money, but it was fun for the lady named Lindy. Well, hello there, and welcome to Lindy's Audio Cafe. My name is Lindy, and I'm absolutely delighted to join you once again today. And oh boy, I love that sound of laughter. Laughter is really contagious. It sure is. And you know, we could all use a little bit more laughter these days. Whenever I think of laughter, I often think of my sisters. Now, okay, sorry you guys, I'm not laughing at you. I'm talking about times when we would laugh together, you know, all four of us would get together, and there was always so much laughter and shrieking and hooting and hollering. We just had a blast together. And I can't count the number of times, you know, when my mom tried to have a nice family dinner when we were kids. You know, the table would be all set, you know, turkey on the table, maybe a few little wine glasses out. It was kind of a special occasion. And then there'd always be one of us who would get that uncontrollable urge to start laughing at the table. I don't know what would happen. Somebody would crack a joke or something would happen. And then, you know, the tears would start to roll down your face because you'd be trying so hard not to laugh. And then it would let go. The laughing would start, the giggling would start, and then inevitably the snorting would begin. Oh, it can be really funny in the moment, but you know, when you're not amused and somebody is laughing and snorting beside you, wow, can that ever be a pain in the arse?
Yeah, tell me about it. I live with it.
Now, according to dictionary.com, comedy is a play, movie, etc. of light and humorous character with a happy or cheerful ending. I like that. I mean, I love happy endings. I enjoy comedy, and it definitely comes in many forms. Yeah, just come spend a day in my kitchen with me, and you'll definitely see that not all comedians are on stage. Seriously, though, Carol Burnett was actually one of my favorite comedians on television when I was growing up. Many of us will recall that beautiful, red-haired, talented actress. You know, her profound expressions and her ability to have people of all ages in stitches. I loved the Carol Burnett Show, and I remember it also included, I think it was Vicki Lawrence, Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, and that was an amazing show. It won multiple Emmys and Golden Globes during its primetime run, and the biggest achievement of all with that show was the ability to bring laughter to the homes of people from all over the world. Now, laughter is therapy, and I mean, it really truly is. Have you ever been in a situation where things are really stressful and it feels like you have two choices? You know, you always say either you're going to laugh or you're going to cry. Well, I've been there and I know many people who have. And sometimes during really stressful situations, you'll find something funny and you'll discover that you're laughing so hard that those tears are coming out. But really what you're doing is allowing humor to release the stressful emotions. Now that's a good thing. It really is. I mean, it's always so much easier to laugh than it is to cry. According to the website maleclinic.org, a good laugh can have a short-term effect. This website notes that laughter may stimulate organs through enhancement of your intake of oxygen-rich air, stimulate your heart, lungs, and muscles, improve personal satisfaction, and improve your mood. Sounds like a daily dose of laughter should be on the doctor's script. Now, live theater performances are so much fun, and I've always had admiration and respect for people who can get on stage day after day, and they tell the same joke, yet they make it sound like it was the very first time it was ever told. There was a vaudeville show back in the Yukon that I used to watch when I was a kid growing up, This show ran for many decades, and it entertained Yukon residents and visitors from all over the world. I think my favorite scene was when the shirtless man in the chair put a ruler in his belly button to measure just how hungry he was. It was so funny, and it was a type of comedy that you probably had to be there in order to get it. Now, my friend Grant is a well-known musician who's graced the vaudeville stage for many years. Grant shared a story with me about a time when laughter got the best of him on that stage, and I can't imagine the antics that went on behind the scenes. But oh, it seems whenever there's a little bit of gas involved, there's always a lot of laughter.
Hi, Lindy. How are you? It's Grant. Okay, here's my onstage, my vaudeville story. I call this the loudest fart in the history of vaudeville. So Lyle, who is the king of this particular aspect of vaudeville, used to take great pride in this thing, and in fact, he would just be looking forward all day to the evening when he could come in and share this particular trait with the rest of us. None of us liked it, I'm telling you that much. It was hard to make me laugh on stage. One day we're on stage and we're playing for the opera. Michael Eckford singing The Marriage of Figaro. And there's a note in there, the big climax of the song, where Michael holds this big, long note. I was playing guitar, sitting on a chair, and Lyle was standing beside me playing upright bass. And when Michael hit that long note, he could hold it for like 45 seconds or a minute sometimes. It was an incredible feat that he could do with his voice. But just as he started to sing this long note, Lyle let out the loudest fart in the history of vaudeville. At the same time, Michael was singing this loud note, so the audience couldn't hear it. But to the rest of us standing backstage, it was super loud. And I crumbled. I crumbled on the stage. I couldn't stop laughing. And when Michael finally finished his note and Lyle finally finished his fart at the same time, it ended at the same time. I couldn't believe it. And it made me laugh even harder.
The band, in the meantime, was supposed to start playing again. And I was laughing so hard, I couldn't start. And then Lyle was watching me, and he thought he was so funny. He was laughing his head off. So the whole band went forward, but Lyle and I couldn't play because we were both laughing at it so hard. And I remember it was fine. But I remember Michael being a little mad. Why weren't you guys playing? That's the end of the story.
I'm not sure what it is about farts that makes people laugh. I mean, I'm really not. I mean, we all complain when somebody else does it, but when we do it, oh yeah, now it's kind of funny.
Yeah, around this house, all you do is blame the dog.
Or it's embarrassing, and you know, the knee-jerk reaction when you're embarrassed is to sometimes get the giggles. I shared a story in an earlier podcast episode, and it was in my episode called Workplace Bloopers. It was a similar situation, but it happened while waitressing in a highway cafe, you know, bending over to get the coffee filters, just enough to trigger a little squeak from the back end. Now, a smart waitress would have blamed it on the coffee pot, but a typical response from this goof was to immediately run to the back in fits of laughter, tears pouring down the face, and unable to finish serving the counter until the customer left. Yeah, laughter does not always bring out the most maturity. So there are so many kinds of laughs. There's the belly laugh, which is a good burst of deep, hearty laughter. Or there's the nervous laugh, you know, the one that people sometimes use when they're, you know, perhaps being put on the spot for an answer, or they're getting some unexpected information, they're not quite sure how to respond, so they get this little nervous laugh. Or there's just that plain old etiquette laughter. It's not really laughter that comes from deep inside your guts. It's just simply a bit of a laugh to show that you're engaged in conversation. Yeah, I don't know about etiquette laughter. I mean, to me, it's kind of like either you're laughing or you're not. Babies often have belly laughter, you know, and it can make you smile so much that it'll bring tears to your eyes. Ask any parent, and most will tell you that they shed a tear the first time they heard their child laugh. And it truly, really is such a beautiful thing. And then there's silent laughter, you know, the kind you do when you're in a situation and you know you're not supposed to be laughing. How many times have we been in a situation where we're shaking at the shoulders and we're forcing a snicker to go back inside and you're simply laughing silently? Yeah, you just have that little trying not to laugh. And then there's always a snorter. And oh yeah, I got a family full of them, myself included. I don't do it that often, but on occasion, when I'm in hysterics, that obnoxious pig-sounding inhalation that sounds like an inward nasal choke finds its way into the fits of belly laughter, and often the snort is the start of contagious laughter, and it simply goes on and on. Now, there's a type of laughter that we're not going to dwell on, and it's cruel laughter. That's the kind of laughter a bully uses when they're making fun of somebody, and that's the type of laughter that has no place in our society, and it's never funny. Anyone who laughs at the expense of others is not funny, and no one should laugh back in return. Two wrongs don't make a right. But speaking of right, there are lots of things about a laugh that are simply just right. It usually means somebody's having fun or finding amusement, and laughing at a laugh can also be kind of fun. I mean, I put a call out on my social media page yesterday, and I noted that I was looking for a few laughs to share. I wasn't just referring to jokes, I meant actual laughs, and this is interesting what I got. Now, this is not what I expected.
Hey, Lindy. I think you'll probably appreciate this one. It comes from a Halloween tradition of two sisters always trying to get each other when they're not home and leave a wonderful recording. You wanted a little bit of laughter shared with you? Here's my Halloween laughter.
I also had somebody reshare a video with me that was taken a few years back when she went into a laugh attack during driving. Now, this absolutely cracked me up. I mean, it started out she was having a conversation with her daughter where she ended up in fits of laughter, and this is what it sounded like.
Pull over. Oh, shit, watch where you're going. Sorry, I do not know why I'm doing that. Whoa. Oh, can you just see me tonight? Oh my God, I better get it out of my system. Okay, I'm serious now. Can you... Before I start driving.
No, I'll just let you finish this attack before you start driving.
Okay.
Breathe in and out deeply. Got it all under control?
That's what you need to do when you're having your baby, and you'll just pop it out no problem.
Have a laughing attack like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she cracked me up, and her little comment at the end about pushing out a baby, this was actually coming from a mother of three. It was pretty funny. Hopefully everybody's able to find laughs every day. I mean, it's been a rough couple of years, and I know a lot of people who've still managed to find a way to have some laughs in the middle of it. And at the end of the day, you always have to remember to be able to laugh at yourself. You know, and we all get self-conscious from time to time when we do things and we don't do them right. And always remember that there's no harm in laughing at yourself. There's no harm in laughing with others, but there's always a difference between laughing with others and laughing at others. As long as we're all laughing together, then laughter is a great thing. Before we head out this week, I just want to give you a quick reminder that I do have a website, www.lindysaudiocafe.com. The address is in my show notes. You're always welcome to touch base with me on my website. I've got a contact page, or on the right side of every page, there's a little teeny icon where you can click on it and send me a 2-minute voice clip. I'd always love to hear from you, hear what your thoughts are about the show. And in the meantime, I'd like to thank you so much for stopping by today. And remember, as you head out this week, that smiles do come in all languages and in all colors.
Living with Lindy brings lots of laughter.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to click like and share it so others can enjoy it also. Join the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group for updates. Oh, and positive reviews are always welcome as well. Check the show notes for updated links. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.